What we can do next is we can sing Shadgoswami Ashtakam, following in the footsteps of the six Goswamis who were Krishnut, Kirtana, Gana, Nartana, Paro. They're very much attached to singing about Krishna, Kirtan, glorifying Krishna. So we can sing that. I'll just go and then when I come back we can sing. In the meantime, someone please read the translation. Srila Prabhupada said that in Vrindavan, the devotees living there should sing this every day, with the idea that they should, the devotees in Vrindavan should sing this every day, with the idea that they should cultivate that mood of the six Goswamis. Which it's Gopi Bhava Rasamritabdi Lahari Kalhola Magno Mahur, but in the mood of the gopis, but also this Tyaktva Turnam Asesha Mandala Pati Srining Sada Tuchavat Bhutva Dina Garnesha Kokarunaya Kopina Kantashrita. They're fully renounced also. So both things go together. Often we're very interested in the gopi bhav bit, but not very much interested in the renounced bit.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatana Goswami, Shri Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Shri Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. They are just like the ocean of love of God, and they are popular both with the gentle and with the ruffians, because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus they are engaged in missionary activities meant to deliver all the conditioned souls in the material universe. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatana Goswami, Shri Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Shri Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of. Because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis, and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. 3. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatana Goswami, Shri Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Shri Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very much enriched in understanding of Lord Chaitanya, and who are thus expert in narrating his transcendental qualities. They can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities by pouring upon them transcendental songs about Govinda. As such, they are very expert in increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss, and they are the saviors of the living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation. 4. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatan Goswami, Shri Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Shri Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who kicked off all association of aristocracy as insignificant. In order to deliver the poor conditioned souls, they accepted loincloths, treating themselves as mendicants, but they are always merged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis, love for Krishna, and bathe always and repeatedly in the waves of that ocean. 5. I offer my respectful obeisances under the six Goswamis, namely Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were always engaged in worshipping Radha Krishna in the transcendental land of Vrindavana, where there are beautiful trees full of fruits and flowers which have under their roots all valuable jewels. The Goswamis are perfectly competent to bestow upon the living entities the greatest boon of the goal of life. 6. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord and bowing down in a scheduled measurement. In this way, they utilized their valuable lives, and in executing these devotional activities, they conquered over eating and sleeping and were always meek and humble, enchanted by remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord. 7. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were sometimes on the bank of the Radha Kunda Lake or the shores of the Yamuna and sometimes at Vamshivata. There they appeared just like madmen in the full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies, and they were merged in ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. 8. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavana, shouting, Queen of Vrindavana, Radharani, O Lalita, O son of Nanda Maharaja, where are you all now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhana? Are you under the trees on the bank of the Yamuna? Where are you? These were the moods in executing Krishna consciousness.
Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro premamritam bhonidhi. Dhira dhira jana priyo priyakaro nirmat sarau pujitao. Shri Chaitanya Kripa Bharo Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharavahantarako. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalaka. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Sadharma Samsthapako. Nana Vichara Naika Nipuno Lokanam hitakarinau tribhuvane Manyau Sharanya Karo. Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandina Matalika. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako. Shri Gauranga Gunar Nuvarnana Vidho Shraddha Samridhyanvito. Papo tapa nikrintano tanu britam Govinda ganamritai. Papo nikrintano tanu britam. Anandam buddhivardhanaika nipuno kaivalya nistarako. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalaka. Vaturna Masesha Mandala Patish Shrining Sadatu Chavat. Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kopina Kantashrito. Gopi Bhavara Samritabdhi Lahari Talola Magnao Mohor. I'm going to sit down. I'm sitting above Prabhupada. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Shri Jiva Gopalako. Kujat Kokila Hamsa Sarasa Garna Kirne Mayura Kule. Na na ratna nibadha mula virtapa Shri Yukta Vrindavane. Radha Krishna Maharanisham Prabhajato Jivartha Doyo Muda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Shri Jiva Gopalaka Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nati Bhi Kalavasani Kritao Nidrahara vihara kadi vijitao chatyanta dinau chayau. Radha Krishna Guna Smrite Madhurima Nandena Samohito Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Shri Jiva Gopalaka Radha Kunda Tote Kalinda Tanaya Tire Chavangshi Varte Premon Madhava Shada Shesha Dashaya Grasto Pramato Sada Dayanto Chakadahare Gurnavaram Bhava Bhibhuto Muda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Shri Jiva Gopalaka Hey Radhe Vraja Devi Kechalalite Hey Nanda Suno Kuta Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi vanye kutaha. Koshanta viti sarvato rajapure Kedair mahavihvalo Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Shri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Shri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Shri Jiva Gopalako Shri Jiva Gopalako Hare Krishna. We have guests all the way from Brno, the well-known metropolis of Brno in the Czech Republic. Great. Actually, the important project is in the, what's that village name?
S-K-A-B-S-K-A.
Okay.
Skavsko.
Skavsko. The most important place in the Czech Republic. Inasmuch as there's a developing Vaishnav community. There's an established Vaishnav community outside of Prague. So you can learn from that, what to do, what not to do. One advantage of starting projects now, 2023 or whatever is, you can look at similar projects which have been undertaken previously in ISKCON. Many mistakes have been made, so we can learn not to commit. See what's been done right and emulate that, and see what has not been done right and try and avoid that. There's a lot of excitement when starting new projects and getting things going, but Varnashram is about keeping on going day after day, year after year, generation after generation, and then over centuries. So that's what we're looking at. To keep that spirit over centuries. It's a great endeavor. The culture has to be established, that we always feel fresh and happy in serving Krishna and hearing and chanting about Krishna. Practically, you can't stay in such a community unless there's a taste for Krishna consciousness, because there's no overt sense gratification. and lots of the opposite, lots of austerity. So those who really want to live in Krishna consciousness, they can accept such a mode of living. If they're enthusiastic, day after day after day, for hearing and chanting about Krishna, being enthusiastic about living in the association of devotees with all its attendant problems, sometimes we think that living with devotees is just too much, enough. But maybe we forgot how rough the big bad world is out there. It's rough. So don't expect utopia, but work to make this situation as auspicious as possible, which comes about when there is emphasis on hearing and chanting about Krishna. In some ways, preaching projects, we can say direct preaching projects, because the farms are, they're also very big preaching projects. Without that, our preaching is incomplete, because we have so many things in our books. But to practically demonstrate that, we need these farm projects, how people can live with their families in Krishna consciousness, happy to hear and chant about Krishna. So it is very big preaching, but in terms of direct preaching, it's, in one sense, it's more enlivening to go out there and do Harinam and meet people and distribute books. But to maintain the enthusiasm for day after day after day, rising, chanting, it requires mode of goodness, Krishna consciousness. So that we're looking to establish. Maybe tomorrow, Sankirtan Prabhu, as we, Manidhar Prabhu didn't come. He was in Sweden, and it's too much for him to drive all the way from Sweden to here. Now he's back in Czech, I think. He just arrived. And then Prahladananda Swami came to Zagreb and then went to Ljubljana due to physical problems. Where did he come from? From Ljubljana? Oh, Radhadesh, you told me. So, you can speak about what you're doing there. Can and should be done everywhere. Srila Prabhupada said, I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember exactly, but if this book distribution is pushed on with full vigor and enthusiasm and the farm projects are successful, then Krishna consciousness will envelop the world. Envelop, do you know what it means? It means cover the world. So these two projects, Srila Prabhupada put so much stress on. And I'm placing my faith on Srila Prabhupada's words. There's a saying in English, it must be there in your language also. I'm placing my bets on such and such. Do you have such a saying? Maybe not, because in the communist time you didn't have betting, huh? Is it? Did you have? Maybe not so much, because it wasn't such a money-oriented culture as the Western world. But placing your bet on, that means you're putting your money where your mouth is. That's another saying. So it might seem that, we tried book distribution, we tried Gurukul, we tried Fang. Okay, let's try something else. Let's try yoga. Let's try motivational speaking. And some people, having been trained in ISKCON, in public speaking, or having picked it up, and having picked up some life hacks, promoting that, all the things they learned except Krishna, the benefits of not being attached, and community cooperative living, and quite successful in as much as getting many followers and becoming famous. But it's Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. What's the use of having many followers if there's no Krishna? So I am keeping my faith in these programs, book distribution and farms, Krishna conscious farms, with the faith that there is tremendous power in the words and desires of the pure devotee of Krishna. We shouldn't underestimate Srila Prabhupada or relegate him to some guru from a different era, and now the time, place and circumstance is different, so we have other things to do. But Srila Prabhupada is a very powerful devotee. We shouldn't forget that. What he did, Nabhuto Nabhavishyati. No one did it previously, and no one will do it again in the future. He's very powerful, and although we may not like some of the things he said, because we consider them not appropriate for the modern progressive outlook, that now in our wisdom we have discovered how Srila Prabhupada was wrong, they say. Oh. But it makes spiritual sense to accept Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Korea Aika Arna Kori Homone Asha. What Srila Prabhupada said is correct. If we don't find it correct, that's because we're wrong, not that he's wrong. And with that faith, go on. And if people in the modern age don't like it, well, that's our job to convince them. There's no doubt that much of what Srila Prabhupada said is not palatable, not acceptable to many people at the present time. His apparently sexist, racist statements. But if we think that he is wrong and we know better, then we're in a very dangerous position. Rather, we should try to understand how he's right. It's a strange proposition that Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propagated, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Srila Prabhupada to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world, But he didn't give him clear intelligence to understand what's going on in the world and inspired him to say all kinds of things which are wrong. I don't know if you are aware what I'm talking about, but there was a book published recently correcting many of the mistakes of Srila Prabhupada, his mistaken views on various topics. So it is highly regrettable. But I'm not so much inclined to fight. Others are doing good. Let them do it. But we can't spend our whole life simply pushing back against all these things. Better we can set up, we can show that what Srila Prabhupada says works. Book distribution works. People come, they join, they become devotees. These farm projects, we have to make them work. It's a huge challenge. No doubt. But we have to take it up to be proper followers of Srila Prabhupada. So then tomorrow you could tell the devotees here what you're doing. Tomorrow morning, how about that? I didn't ask Murari, I'm sure he doesn't have any objections. You can go and visit, it's only 8 hours drive. How? 8 hours, yeah. Not so much. If you're living in a small country like Croatia or Czech, it might seem like a long drive. But in America, our devotees, they regularly drive 10 hours to their Sankirtan spot from Atlanta, 12 hours. 5 hours is a short drive for them. What they're doing, they have all these conventions all over America, where people come, tattoo conventions, and all people interested in tattoos go there. Then they have something, some Japanese cartoon conventions. There's some word, I can't remember what it is. Really stupid things. What's it called? Anime? Anime, yeah. So that's quite popular. And then they drive and they go and bring lots of books and they sell lots of books. All kinds of things they have. All kinds of conventions and fairs. And they go and they drive. I was just in Russia and some young woman came to our festival after an 8 hour plane ride. You know how far? It's 5 hours from London to New York. So 8 hours, I guess that might get you from London to San Francisco. It's a long way. 8 hours, that's almost enough. That's probably enough London to Karachi, not maybe to Delhi. When I first went, it was 9 hours plus. London to Delhi, you can do in 8 hours. So she came from east of Vladivostok. What's the name of the place? Kamchatka. She flew. So, 8 hours drive isn't so much. You can go and visit and see. And if you really want to see what it's like, go in December. It'll either be covered in snow or mud, and it'll be cold. And devotees are happy chanting Hare Krishna. That's great, isn't it? Snow, mud, cold, and they're happy chanting Hare Krishna. They choose such a life. There was some idea to do this here, but it didn't manifest for various reasons. Mm. So again, you can learn what not to do. Devotees couldn't come together. The reasons devotees started moving here in the first place, because there was one somewhat charismatic leader, but then he himself didn't maintain the principles. He still lives in this area, right? What's his name? Can't remember. Yeah. So he was quite, he was getting into national politics and everything, but then you can get into, in a small country like this, you can get into national politics. I mean, if you consider the population, it's less than half of London. So these small countries have their advantages also. You can, it's relatively easy to get on national TV and national press and all this thing, because there's, you know, it's just a small place. So it has that advantage. So do it. You haven't caught the attention of the public much yet. They're in
media.
Hmm?
Media.
No. It just happened in Kurmagram. We went there and it's nothing really. I mean, just a few people living there, and somehow or other the media picked up on it, and then it was on all the national media. And in, you know, India's 130 million people. Oh, is it 130? No, it's much more than that. 1,300 million. So that's quite big. It's on the Hindi news, and it's not in the Hindi area. The Telugu news and all different languages, they showed it. BBC News for India, in Hindi they had. And they were fascinated that people have chosen to live without electricity. That was a big thing for them. And especially some of the people, one couple were living in America with an IT job, and they came back to join this farm, even without having seen it. And they're living there. And most of the devotees there are from middle-class city background, and people are fascinated how they come. But when I came to India first, the 1970s, any village like that, it's a remote village, there's no question of electricity. It just wasn't electricity in most of India. But now, it's, you see how quickly things can change. That now they think it's something amazing to live without electricity. That also suggests that things can change very quickly, for the better also. If within 50 years, the culture can change so much that people, most of the population of the world, were accustomed to live without electricity. They'd never seen an electric light. They'd never seen an electric wire. And now everyone's fully accustomed to that. So if it can change so quickly, it can change so quickly to Krishna consciousness also. Why not? In 18 days, Srila Prabhupada said, just like in the Kurukshetra battle was 18 days, and it changed the history of the world. So it can be also. It should. Srila Prabhupada said that people will join our farms in their millions. If we'd actually got our farm projects together in America, now so many people would join. People are, for a start, people don't have jobs. Many of them don't have homes. America has unlimited amounts of money for sending weapons to kill people in Ukraine, but they don't have money for building houses for their over 200,000 people without houses. People are very insecure, very unhappy. Many people, young people, intelligent people, want to get out of the cities. They don't want to live in the, they choose at a young age to, if they can get it together, to go and live on some land somewhere in America. The land in America, much of it, good farming land in America is cheaper than in India. Even if you take dollars in America, you can get good land cheaper than you can get in India. So you can get a good plot of land at a relatively good price. So yeah, there's great scope everywhere. As the world is becoming more of a mess, just in case you didn't notice, there's more and more scope for Krishna consciousness. And our movement's becoming more of a mess, I guess you could say that. Also afflicted by Kali Yuga. But there's great hope. They are great prospects. So let's see what we can do. Young people, if you have any young people here. As I was saying, I'm seeing my old friends, but they're all old friends. We're all getting old. We need some young blood to take the movement forward, take Srila Prabhupada's program forward. Book distribution, farms. And there are other programs also, no doubt. But these are the two main prongs that Srila Prabhupada always emphasized. It's almost time for the evening arati. So, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees.